This message is the coming end time revival and Armageddon 2. We are continuing with our series today, The End Time Revival. Now, this is so important because there are naysayers out there that will tell you that it is all going to be downhill from here. Don't you believe it? There is going to be a divergence. There is going to be the greatest revival ever. There is going to also be the greatest tribulation ever. It is going to be the final clash between good and evil. It is going to be between God and Satan, between light and darkness. That is the reason why it is so important to realize where we need to be and how we can be on the right side. Now, in our last lesson, lesson one, we proved that there is going to be a great revival. We went to Revelation chapter 7. The entire chapter is devoted to the great revival right at the end time. We also talked about a Middle East peace agreement that will be signed. That will trigger Daniel's final 7 years. That is when Daniel's 7 years will begin. So, the Bible lines up the sequence of events that appears to be just ahead. Now, once the final 7 years begins, this message will spread out absolutely like wildfire. Ladies and gentlemen, you are 7 years away from the physical return of Jesus to this earth. Now, think about that for a moment. Can you imagine every Christian radio network and every non-Christian radio network spreading like a prairie fire? Can you imagine prophecy teachers everywhere being invited on a guest talk show, going through the evidence and reporting that we have just entered the final 7 years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that could happen in 2020. I cannot promise you that, yet I am telling you that it could happen in 2020. Before we are done today, I am going to talk to you about what it takes to get ready for that time so that you can be properly positioned. Okay, let us look at the evidence. We will be able to say that we are 7 years away from the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. Praise your name, Lord. Not only that, but we will be able to say, ladies and gentlemen, you are 3 1/2 years away from the revealing of the Antichrist and the beginning of the great tribulation. Now, we are going to be speaking with absolute certainty. The Bible tells us all of these things in detail. Once this Middle East peace agreement is signed, one thing that is going to happen is a Palestinian state is going to be formed. Praise your name, Lord. Can you imagine the news? Ladies and gentlemen, big breakthrough in the Middle East. An agreement has been struck. There is going to be a Palestinian state formed with Israel's state agreement, with the United States agreement, with the United Nations agreement, and with the European Union's agreement. Can you imagine that kind of blockbusters hitting every medium in the world? Then, immediately on the details of that, Palestine is going to the United Nations with no opposition from Israel, with no opposition from the United States of America. I mean, it is going to look like peace is breaking out all over. Now, I'm hoping that you're following me now. These things are going to happen. Furthermore, you know the dispute over the Temple Mount. Only the Arabs pray there. No Jew can pray there. No Christian can pray there. The dispute is hot. Yet, when they sign this agreement, the Temple Mount is going to be placed under a sharing arrangement. Can you imagine scenes on the television, on the internet, of Jews at the Western Wall, but now they're up there on the Temple Mount. They are in the place that they believe is the most sacred and the holiest place in the entire world. I can see those Jewish people now, bobbing and praying their hearts out. Now, this is going to happen, and it could begin in 2020. That I cannot promise you. Yet, the Bible does prophesy specifically there is a peace agreement coming in the Middle East. When that happens, the dam is going to break on the greatest prophetic fulfillment in the last 2,000 years. So, where will you be? Where will I be? Are we ready for this? What will we be doing? It is going to be very interesting. Now, once these things start happening, then the Jews will announce plans to build their temple on the Temple Mount. this is going to create a huge surge in prophetic awareness. The Jews believe that when they build their third temple, that that will prompt the coming of the Messiah. They are not expecting it to be Jesus. That is what they believe. Is this going to be interesting or what? We are talking today about the coming end time revival. It will be the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. What is it going to be like? What will the role be that you will play, that I will play in this? All these things start happening once the peace agreement is signed. We know that we are moving into the final 7 years. Okay, let's talk about what we can do. The Jerusalem Prophecy College went from 200 to 206,000. It continues to grow. What we want to see is the ultimate goal of 100,000 students. So, what am I saying to you? I am saying that every single one of us should study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Jerusalem Prophecy College is going around the world. You can enroll in the college anywhere that you are. It is an online college. The Bible says in Daniel 11:23, at the time just ahead, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Praise your name, Lord. Now, once the peace agreement is signed, like I have mentioned, it is going to allow Palestinians to establish their state. It is also going to do something for the Jews. The Jews are going to be allowed to start building their temple in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is going to be placed under a sharing arrangement. The Jews will build their temple without disturbing the Dome of the Rock, without disturbing the Alas Amos. Just imagine with me the day that they lay the cornerstone for the third temple. Hirschman Solomon went out into the desert and he found two large cornerstones. He believed that either of them could be used as the cornerstone to start the building of the third temple. There is going to be a temple built. It is in your body. It is prophesied in Daniel 11:1-2. 2 Thessalonians 3:4. Both of those places speak of a temple laid the cornerstone, we are talking about worldwide news. We are talking about every major network, CNN, Fox, all of them. They will be there watching the ceremonies take place. Now, the Jewish people believe that when they build their third temple, this is going to trigger the coming of their Messiah. What do the Christians believe? We believe that when the final 7 years begin, at the end of the 7 years, our Messiah is going to show up. So the Jews are going to be looking for the Messiah. We are going to be looking for the Messiah. We are going to be explaining to the Jewish people that we are looking for the same person. Now, the Bible teaches that 144,000 Jews will turn to Jesus as their Messiah during these final 7 years. It also teaches that that great revival will sweep the Gentile world. The Bible describes it in Revelation 7:9, that a great multitude which no man can number. If you look at the passage, it tells you plainly that all of this is happening during the final 7 years. What an incredible time for you and me to be living in. We are talking about what the final 7 year revival is going to look like. How can we be a part of it? Now, the Bible teaches the temple will be started during the first 3.5 years and completed. So they are going to finish the temple. A question was asked of the executive director of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. His name is Rabbi Holland Richmond. He was asked, if you were given the go-ahead by the government of Israel today, how long would it take to build the temple? He said, with modern technology, we have calculated that we can do it in 1 year. So, when they sign the peace agreement, within 1 year, they will get their temple built. Let me give you a couple of the scriptures. In Revelations 11:1, it says, there, and there was given me a reed like unto a rock, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. Now, this is the book of Revelation. This is dealing with the first 3.5 years of the final 7 years. Verse 2, but the court which is outside the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. Every place in Scripture that you see 42 months or 1260 days, it is the same thing, by the way, or time, and half a time. Time is 1 year. Times is 2 years. Half a time is half a year. Every time you see that kind of a phrase used, every time this in the scripture that I know of, it refers to the last 3 1/2 years. So, in this passage in Revelation 11, verses 1 and 2, John was told to measure the temple. Do not measure the outer court. Why? Because the Dome of the Rock and the Alasamos sit in the outer court. Do not measure that. That is going to be under Gentile control for the next 42 months. So, the temple is done. We are now halfway through the final 7 1/2 years. John told them to measure the temple and those that worship therein. The worshipers are going to be all those that are worshiping. So, do we have any other scriptural proof that the temple will be built during that final 3 1/2 years? We do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4. The Apostle Paul was addressing the subject of the coming of the Lord and our gathering together unto him. The debate over the timing of that. In verse 3, Paul says, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, the day of my second coming, shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That is speaking about the Antichrist. How is he going to be revealed? The Bible says in verse 4, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or all that is worshipped, so that he is God, as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Bible says that the Antichrist will stand in the temple of God claiming to be God. Now, let's talk about the temple being complete. It is time for the dedication. I can see it now. From all over the world, heads of states, kings, princes, religious leaders, all gather to the Temple Mount. They gather for the dedication of Israel's first temple in 2,000 years. They have their first temple. They had their second temple destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Now, this will be the third temple. I am not telling you this might happen. I am telling you that this is prophesied explicitly in your Bible. It is going to happen. So, here we have the temple dedication. Every major news media will be on site, filling the proceedings. It is going to be miraculous, to say the least. The whole world is going to be fastened to their television sets and the internet. However, they can view it, however they can view it. Now, once the temple is dedicated, the Bible tells us that the Jews are going to resume animal sacrifices. They still believe that they live in the Old Testament. They do not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. So, they still feel obligated to do as they did in the Old Testament times. The Bible says that they will resume animal sacrifices. Yet, this is going to trigger overwhelming opposition to the sacrifices. Can you imagine? Now they are offering Mary's little lamb every morning and Mary's little lamb every evening. The animal activists will start going crazy when they realize that this is going to be an ongoing thing. I mean, they can tolerate it for a day or two. However, the opposition is going to be directed towards the Antichrist. He is going to be the one to oversee the sharing arrangement between the Muslims and the Jews on the Temple Mount. The Bible says he is going to stop the sacrifices. Daniel 9, verse 27. Now, this is the prophecy given to us for the final 7 years. It says, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 7 years, and in the middle of the 7 years shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to stop." He is going to stop those sacrifices. And for the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate. What does that mean? That means that he is going to stand in the temple claiming to be God. He is going to stand at the place where God said that I will put my name there. Is going to say, "Now my name is here." It is called the abomination of desolation. The Bible says that when that will last till the end of the great tribulation, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. Then Daniel chapter 11, verse 31 says, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary and strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. The scriptures scream at us. They are telling us that this is going to happen in the coming end time revival. It is going to be powerful. It is going to be exciting. It is going to be dramatic. Let me ask you, where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing at that time? Now, the Bible tells us that whenever the sacrifices are stopped by the Antichrist, that is called the abomination of desolation. Then everyone, all Jews that live in the area, will have to flee. Well, this day we will have a new Palestinian state. It is already being discussed. Jews will be able to stay there, living as a Jewish minority in the new Palestinian state. They do not know that this is coming because it is New Testament prophecy. 6 months before the abomination of desolation, when they signed the peace agreement, we will have a timeline. We will be able to let everything out. Let me tell you about the abomination of desolation. This is Matthew 24:18-24:21. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them that be in Judea free flee into the mountain. Let them which is on the hilltop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with tribe, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither be on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not until the beginning of the world till this time, nor ever shall be. The Bible prophesies that there will be Jews living in Judea under a foreign government, the Palestinians. 6 months before the abomination of desolation, we want to tell the Jewish people of Judea that you have to get out of here. Look at the prophecy. If you do not get out of here, the Bible says that you are going to come under a great attack. The Bible says that those who are in Judea should flee. It is going to be so desperate that when you see the abomination of desolation, when the Antichrist stands on the Temple Mount claiming to be the Messiah's God, when you see that, the Bible says that if you are on your housetop, don't even come down to grab your clothes. Hit the ground running. If you are in the field, don't even come back to get your billfold. Hit the ground running. Why? Because then there will be great tribulation such as have never been before, nor will ever be. We need to tell them in advance everything that is coming because of the wonderful prophecy in the Bible. We need to tell them that when this final 7 years begin, we will be able to lay out this entire scenario. I am doing it right now. So, what is the end time revival going to look like? Well, it is going to be the best of times and the worst of times. It will be the time of revival. It will be the time of great apostasy. The following of the Antichrist will escalate. The whole world was wandering after the Antichrist and the false prophet. Yet, those who know the truth, they are going to be going the opposite way. I want you to, those who know the truth. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.